Okay, one time there was a new king. He became the king of the palace. And the day that he became the king, he called everybody in the kingdom for his speech. The king makes a speech to tell everybody what he's going to do and what he wants and what the thing about him being the king is going to be. He's going to make the announcement of what he is going to do as the king. And he gathered everybody in the kingdom in front of the palace. He wanted everybody to hear. And nobody knew exactly what kind of a king this is going to be. He became the king, but nobody really knew who he was. Some people were nervous, and the king started to speak. He got up on his kingly platform, the special thing they built over there. He was wearing his crown and his robes. And he started screaming. He says, "The first thing I'm going to do as the king is get rid of all the Jews. Every Jew in my kingdom is going to be either thrown out of my kingdom or even worse than that." And he starts to speak against the Yidden. The first thing he says, against the Yidden, this is a king who's against the Yidden. And he spoke very mean and screaming. And he expected that the Yidden that were there would, of course, be afraid of him. He was trying to make everybody afraid of him. He was trying to make everyone scared. And he looks down at the people. And all of a sudden he sees a Yid with a beard, with a yarmulke, with a hat, with tzitzis. He expected to see this Yid, you can imagine, crying because the king was trying to scare everybody. And he sees this Yid standing there, and the Yid is laughing. The Yid is laughing. And the king sees everybody else, other people, even non-Jews. They're afraid, they're shaking how terrifying the king is. And the Yid is laughing. Well, the king thought, maybe this Yid cannot hear me. Maybe I'm not speaking loud enough for him to be able to understand. And he starts screaming even louder, "I'm getting rid of all the Jews. I'm going to throw out all the Jews and do worse to them, and this and that." And the Yid is holding his stomach, he's laughing even harder. He's laughing like it's the biggest joke in the world. And the king could not stand that this Yid is laughing at him. Because the king wanted to see the Yid cry. And the Yid is laughing like it's a joke. This made the king very angry. And his face turned red. And the more the king spoke, the harder the Yid laughed. Until the king couldn't stand it anymore and he called the Yid over. And in front of everyone, he told the Yid to come up and stand next to the king. And he tells the Yid, he asked the Yid, "Why are you laughing if I'm telling you I'm going against the Jews?" And the Yid says to the king in a loud voice everybody could hear, he says, "Look, you're not the first king that went against Yidden. And I'll tell you why I'm laughing. A long time ago, there was a big king, bigger than you, more important than you, more powerful than you, and his name was Paroi. He was the king of Mitzrayim. He also tried to go against the Yidden. He tried to get rid of the Yidden. Now, what's left from Paroi? I'll tell you what's left from Paroi. What's left from Paroi is a yontif. It's called Pesach. We have a yontif. We say the Haggadah. We eat delicious matzahs. We have a whole Sudas mitzvah. We have four cups of wine. We sing special songs. Everyone get dressed up beautiful. It's a beautiful yontif we have left from Paroi. This is what's left of Paroi, who tried to go against the Yidden. Even in the end, Paroi tried to go with his armies against the Yidden. We have a nocha yontif, Shvishal Pesach, Acharin Shal Pesach, nocha yontif, where he tried to go through the Yamsuf, and Paroi got destroyed in the Yamsuf. This is what's left of Paroi. Then there came another very, very schlechte king with his Mishnah Melech, Achashverosh and Haman, especially Haman, big Rishayim, bigger than you. And they tried to go against the Yidden. Haman tried to get rid of the Yidden in one day. With Achashverosh's help, of course, he was the king. What's left of Haman? What's left of Achashverosh? I'll tell you. Another Yontif. A beautiful Yontif called Purim. One of the happiest days of the whole year. And we have costumes, and we have shalach manas, and special mitzvahs, and a special suda, and simcha ad lo yada, and such a freilich and tog, and delicious things to eat, haman tashen. We drink wine. What's left from haman and Achashverosh? A yonte with delicious things to eat, a big freilich and tog. And then there was another king. His name was Antiochus, the king of the Yavanim. Also, he tries to go against the Yidden, just like you. He was a bigger king than you. He tries to do all kinds of things against the Yidden and make trouble in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis Hamikdash. What's left of Antiochus? We have another Yontif. It's called Chanukah. We have Latkes. We play Dreidlach. We light the Menorah. We have all kinds of special things, and special davening, and special nigunim, and 8 days, and this Chanukah geld, and all kinds of fun things for the kinderlach. This is what's left over from Antiochus. So what am I laughing for? I'm just thinking, when Hashem gets through with you, when Hashem takes care of you, because anybody who starts up with the Yidden is like starting up with Hashem. And whoever starts up with the Yid, if he does good to a Yid, like it says in the Chumash, whoever gives a bracha to a Yid gets a bracha. But Chas v'Shalom, whoever starts up with a Yid and makes trouble, Hashem is going to get him. Hashem is going to punish him. So I'm just thinking to myself, when Hashem gets through with you for what you're trying to do to Yidden, I wonder what kind of a nice yontiv we're going to have to remember you, and I wonder what kind of gishmaka thing we're going to eat to remember you, and what kind of special things that we're going to do to remember you. Just like all the other Rishoyim that went against the Yidden, we have a Yontev and special delicious things and special fun things for the Kindalach. That's how you remember these people. So when Hashem gets through with you, I'm thinking to myself, oh, enough a Yontev. Enough special things to eat. Enough special things we're going to do to remember you. How many boys understand this Maisa? If you look at it, whoever starts up with Yidden, in the end, what do we have from them? A Yontif. We have a Yontif. Now, even the sad days, for example, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, where it's still sad, these are going to be changed over when Mashiach comes to be big Yomim Tovim. Just like you have 9 days of Sukkot, with Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Those are the 9 days of Zman Simchasenu. So it says the 9 days in the summertime of the sad 9 days are going to be changed over to be even bigger Simcha days than the 9 days of Zman Simchasenu. It just didn't happen yet. And all the tiny ice, all the fast days that are still sad, when Mashiach comes, we just have to wait a little bit till Mashiach comes, and these are going to be changed over to be big Yomim Tovim.